This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. 2024 was a record year for acreage enrollment in USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service programs. In fiscal year 2024, 11 million acres were enrolled in the programs, says NRCS Chief Terry Cosby. We will hear more from Terry Cosby next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitech fungicide harvest. Revitech is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitech.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
In fiscal year 2024, 11 million acres were enrolled in USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service programs, according to NRCS Chief Terry Cosby. He says the increase in conservation program investments, along with farmer demand for volunteer, incentive-based efforts, led to the increase in acreage.
We had close to 18,000 new customers that walked through the door. We have those new folks that are wanting to invest in conservation.
Cosby says the Farm Bill, along with Inflation Reduction Act resources, allowed for just 36% of applicants to receive funding for natural resource conservation practices in the fiscal year. The remaining 64% of applicants will be hopeful to receive funding in the coming years, says Cosby.
That want to be involved in this, hopefully over the next few years, they'll be able to participate also.
Cosby expands on the investments in various programs in fiscal year 2024 and their role in increasing acreage enrollment.
We have our flagship programs. When we start talking about EQIP, we talk about RCPP, we talk about CSP and then our ASAP programs. We have those authorities doing Farm Bill. And then when we got our investments, those dollars came in and also helped us with those same programs. Those dollars went through those programs, the type of investments we're talking about. We're talking about $19.5 billion that came in, and that money went into those four programs to help us with the conservation that's going on around the country. And it gave us some significant increases so that we could help these producers with their soil and water conservation needs. And we talk about the climate needs.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.